Hey guys, you're listening to Sega Son Radio with me, your host Spawn Sonic, and
that's me on the Two Hedgehogs.
Yeah, Two Hedgehogs, episode 2. I haven't actually come up with a name for this one yet. I'm sure I'll do it later. Yeah, so this is going to be our second show of our new kind of season of.
What do you mean name? I can give a name for it, like it's going to be like a Star Wars trilogy or something.
Well, I haven't decided. Episode 1 was the problem with mics, as my mic kept cutting out randomly. So it was just something I did when I was putting the MP3 file on the FTP server. I thought I might as well give each episode a name.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to put it on Sonic Torrents, but 01E01 Series 1 Episode 1 sort of thing.
Yeah, alright, I see. Good stuff. So, hopefully all you guys have tuned in after the Sonic Hour for this. The Sonic Hour, which consisted mainly of Sage. And what else did it consist of?
Lieutenant Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Lieutenant Smith. It's a bit deep for Lieutenant Smith.
Return of the feedback. Surely it's not feeding back. How is it with feeding back?
Nah, we just naturally get feedback, I think.
I don't believe there is feedback.
I think it's just doing some noise now, you know, it's like,
Is it feedback when Fast Feet's speaking?
How does it sound now? Might have been adjusted a bit. Well, I mean, adjusted by a bit, it's been adjusted by, like, moving it and squiggling about a little bit.
Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. It could be me.
I hate you guys.
Is it feeding back now?
You almost sound like the worst radio show ever.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know what we're doing!
I don't understand, it's all fine.
I'm confused!
Oh, wow,
a little bit of ring won't hurt anyway. So coming up we're going to have obviously live requests as usual. If you've got any requests for today's show, then PM either of us, Fast Feet or myself, Spawn Sonic, in the IRC chat rooms, and we will get them on for you. I'm sure we'll have some random conversations about Sonic. When the new website comes up, we're going to have a little look at the website and kind of give it our little review and critique.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do that. I've seen it already. They're beating me, you know. I don't look too bad at them.
No.
It's going to improve features just like Fast Media had last time, so.
Yeah, so that'd be good. So we'll have a little look at that. And of course, other zany things. We may even do a quiz. I haven't quite decided, but I believe we could do a quiz as well. So if you want to get involved in our online quiz, then message either of us on the IRC chat room, and we'll let you know more details. Coming up now, we're going to have a song. Any particular song? Well, we'll let it randomise it. I can't be first to choose it. Oh, no, I know, I know. We're choosing.
That's DJing for you, you know, just like, oh, any show. Random, ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, no. We're putting Supersonic Races in the Extra Club Mix, live on Sega Sonic Radio.
Everybody's supersonic racing. Try to keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around. We're just supersonic racing, running to the point of no return. Everybody's supersonic racing. Come on, let the fires burn.
Back on Sega Sonic Radio, me host Spawn Sonic, and we've got Fast Feet as well. Two Hedgehogs.
Yo.
Coming up now, we'll have a track from Burning Rangers, Burning Heights. And then Fast Feet's chosen track. Fast Feet, what have you chosen?
We'll stick a bit of Mookie on, a bit of jazz, I think, and Dreams, Dreams.
Okay, all this coming up on Sega Sonic Radio.
listening to Sega Sonic Radio, and coming up next is Mookie with Dream Dreams. You listen to Sega Sonic Radio with me, Fast Green Spawn, on the Two Hedgehogs.
Okay guys, Sega Sonic Radio. Myself and Fast Feet's choice there. That was Mookie and Dream to Dream.
It was.
I hope you enjoyed it. Just trying to plan tonight's show, and we're hoping some of you guys want to participate as usual. We have a quiz. It's a Sonic Adventure 2 battle quiz. And we need a couple of contestants. What we'll do is there'll be one contestant pitted against another, hopefully. It's best of 10 for each player. So if you want to get involved, then please message either of us on the RSC chat room. Just give us a private message or on MSN or whatever way you feel is more comfortable. And depending on what you guys can do, it's either going to be kind of RSC based, text based, or you can actually do it live on air. Which is always quite.
Yeah, cool. We want people here. Yeah.
Ideally, people on there.
And some fun.
It will be fun. So yeah, if you want to get involved, that's in straight away. It looks like Zeddy and Big Boy are ready to. Zeddy wants to get involved, and so is Big Boy.
What a surprise!
Yeah, quite close to those. Okay.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, alright. Well, you know, these things happen. We'll leave you a moment now with a track from Sonic Jam. Okay, Sega Sonic Radio. I'm Sonic, and he is formerly known as
Feet.
Yeah.
So
the quiz. Some of you may be thinking what this is going to be about, how it's going to involve. Well, we've got four contestants at the moment. We have Zeddy, Big Boy, Shanghai, and Mike Taylor. It should be Mike Taylor. But he's on the IC as well. Basically, all you guys, contestants, you all need to have Skype, and that goes for anyone else who wants to get involved tonight. You need to get yourself so get that from www.skype.com. It's basically internet telephony, which means you can just phone someone up via the internet. So of course you're going to need a microphone, you're going to need headphones, and you're going to need your wits about you, because the kind of person who is going to be taking you all on tonight is, for one, the only...
Me!
Fastbeat.
You would tremble at my fear! I would beat you all!
Yeah, of course, Fastbeat, like, you think you're a bit of a pro on the old Sonic knowledge.
Yeah, I've won, like, every quiz I've ever played on, over Skype or wherever.
So, what's the chances...
I'm beaten!
What's the chances of you, losing tonight?
Pretty slim. I think I'm going to win everyone.
You're going to win? Wow, he's quite confident, guys. So if you want to wipe the smirk off of Fastbeat's face, if you want to prove that he is not as good as he makes out to be, then get involved in our quiz. So yeah, get whatever it's called, Skype. if you don't have it,
professionality.
Yeah. If you don't have it, download it, create an account, and then can you private message us your account name, like mine, Spawn of Sonic, etc, etc, so I can add you, and I will personally call you when it's time to do the quiz, okay?
Please don't call us.
Yes, don't call us, otherwise I will ban you from the quiz, because it does make a bit of a mess of a radio show.
On another note, Zeddy, I'm not snorting. It's called a cold.
Yeah, he's got a cold, bless him, leave him alone.
Some variation.
Zeddy, please don't be PM. Yeah, Zeddy, I do know yours is. Yeah, I do know it. Just so you know.
You can get 30 phone calls now, you do realise.
Right, this is going to be a Sonic Adventure 2 battle quiz, more than likely. However, if we get loads of you getting involved, which we have so far, I may have to pull questions from my other resources. So it's going to be good, it's going to be good. So get on Skype, download it, and prove to Fastfeet that he is not the best hedgehog in the whole wide world.
And best hedgehog.
And on that note, let's have a request come in. It's Crane Gadget, which was from... It's from Thingamajig, isn't it? It's from Sonic.
It's from Thingamajig. Is this where you are playing this quiz?
Well, it is. Hence why I always do the thing.
You're the quiz master, so you can gain knowledge.
Yeah, so I can gain, because I can never remember anything. I am just one of those people that knows it but just can't think of it. I could probably sing you loads of lyrics from Sonic Underground, but then
please
I am that fan. Don't you want to hear a rendition of
Sonic
Underground?
Oh, thank God, mercy!
Okay then, on that note of no one wanting to hear me sing, we're going to have Craig Gadget from Sonic & Knuckles live on Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, that there was Final Zone from Sonic. That's a good track. It's a good track. If you are getting involved in the quiz, get Skype installed as quickly as possible because the night doesn't wait forever.
Sorry, a bit of Darth there. Yeah. You know I'm Darth, really. My millions of pounds I earned from doing Star Wars Episode 3.
Yeah. That's why you're so rich at the moment. You can buy top quality £10 microphones from PC World. Oh, sorry, that was a plug.
Don't plug that thing. Unplug.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure there's been like cold advert or like a tunes advert or something like that involving Darth Vader.
Yeah, there has been. Yeah,
I knew it.
And then he had it was Airwaves, wasn't it? It was one of his Airwaves, and then it's
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, something along those lines. If anyone does know what advert is, let us know, and we'll give you a cookie.
Shiny cookie.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Zeddy is going to be our first contestant, just because he has Skype already installed and set up. So Zeddy, when you hear this, you better get ready because after the next song, it's going to be you versus Fastfeed.
Come on.
So let's play another song. What shall it be? Let's
have Sonic Jam.
More Sonic Jam. Oh, we're going to play the whole Sonic Jam album tonight.
Oh, you really played it. I can't tell what you're playing.
Oh yeah, you're not listening, are you?
I can't. Well, I can if you won, but you'd probably hate me for it. Everyone would.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh god, the echoes!
Yeah, the echoes would be nasty. We have played Sonic Jam, yeah, it's true. Let's have Highway in the Sky from Sonic Adventure 2, live on the station formerly known as Sega Sonic.
Darth Vader Raider.
Yeah. Anyway, catch you in a bit. Okay, Sega Sonic Radio with me, Spinal Sonic, and him,
Varsfeet.
Formerly known
Varsfeet.
Yeah, well, also known as Darth Feet for his interesting
breathing of kinds.
Yeah, breathing. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, Zeddy, stand by your phone, turn off the radio. We're going to be ringing you in 2 supersonic seconds. And as he's hopefully turning off the radio so we didn't get a bit of feed, we're just letting you know how the quiz is going to work. Do you initiate? No, I don't. I just want to add. Oh, bugger. I can't get this.
Technically, cock up.
Yeah, it's just me trying to remember how I did the conference call in the last episode, but I remember how I do it now. Anyway, can't actually remember what I was going to say. You love radio silences, you know.
Welcome to the two hedgehogs.
Yes, the two hedgehogs. I know what we're going to call it. We need a name for our episode 2, which is this show. So far, we've come up with the return of Darth Feet, but it's not a particularly great one. It's just something I was saying. So if we've got a name, you know, a nickname for the show, so it's going to be Two Hedgehogs, episode 2, and then whatever. It doesn't have to be Star Wars related, I was just saying. Yeah, let us know. Now, hopefully, Zeddy, are you live there?
I might be.
Woohoo! There he is. Loud and clear. No ring.
It works.
It works. It's fantastic. Okay, so, you two. It's a very simple quiz. I ask you each in turn a question. Okay? Probably 5 questions. Okay? If you answer it correctly, you're going to get a boing. If you answer it incorrectly, you're going to get a bump. However, you guys actually may not hear that because it will only go out on the radio because, yeah, I'm special.
You probably won't.
So I'll say correct, boing, and whatever it is. Correct, boing, incorrect, boom. There we go. Hopefully everyone understands. Zeddy, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Fast Feet, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I guess. We'll work that somewhere or another.
And who's
I'm always right door.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who's gonna win?
Me.
I was expecting like kind of shank like little kids. But obviously that wasn't gonna happen. So Zeddy, as you are a contestant, I'm gonna ask you the first question. Fast Feet, you're not allowed to put them off, use any kind of neck grips or any force powers, or make any Darth Vader impressions of any kind. Zeddy, first question coming up now. Question 1. How many hero and dark characters are available to play in story mode? In Sonic Adventure 2.
In story modes, there's story mode, there's 3 dark and 3 hero.
Yeah. So that makes...
Make each. There's 6 in total. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yep, correct. There you go.
So, 1
point.
Okay.
Ooh, it was a bit of an easy
one.
Okay, Fast Feet, not including Chai Racing, up to how many people can play this game simultaneously, provided enough controllers connected to the Nintendo GameCube?
Yeah, give me a GameCube one, why don't you? Give me the hard ones.
Not that hard, to be fair.
I would say...
Or the Dreamcast.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say 8.
Dude, boom. The obviously answer is 2 because you can do treasure hunt, racing, and action stuff, and that's 2 players, isn't it? But in the child racing, you can have 4 players.
Mm.
So
yeah,
you just got all confuddled.
Daniel.
Yeah. So that is
the force is weak.
That is a nil pour to Farfeet. Zeddy, next question. Not including animals hidden in chow containers or inside enemies, how many small animals for the chow garden are hidden in each stage when you play as Sonic or Shadow?
Wait, is that, like, in one stage, how many animals are there?
Yeah.
I actually don't know, and...
It's the hidden ones you can find.
I'm gonna guess... 10, and there.
Incorrect answer. Fast feet, do you know, out of interest?
6.
No, it's still wrong. Cool, flipping it. Either of you has actually done all the A grades in Sonic Adventure 2. You'd have known that there is, for Sonic and Shadow, there is 20. For Tails and Dr. Eggman, there is 15. And Knuckles and Rouge, there is only 10. Basically, I'll just give the explanation because I have the information here in front of me. Because you can move more freely in with Sonic and Shadow, so you can roam wherever you want, they gave them more characters, whereas like Tails and Dr. Eggman, you know, it's a bit. But I don't understand when Knuckles and Rouge only get 10, because you can move quite a bit there anyway. But no, that was it. Neil, well, Zeddy's on 1 point. Passfeet. How many blocks does Chow Data take up on a single GameCube memory card? This is so hard.
It is, because it's our only GameCube in my life.
I don't know if it's the same on the Dreamcast. I don't know. I could actually fire up my Dreamcast to find out, but I'm not going to.
I got a strange hankering for 8 blocks.
Good man. It is 8. Can you explain why?
Yeah. Because I thought that's how much it was on Dreamcast.
Good man. Basically, you can save as many game files as you want. That's 3 blocks each, providing you have enough space. But you can only have the child data for a game card. And that takes 8. Oh well, joys of life. Right, next question to Zeddy. When you are in a stage playing as Knuckles or Rouge, this is a treasure hunting stage, what colour flashes on the bottom of the screen when you are very close to an emerald or a key?
Now, define very close, because you know there's like 3 colours, so very close would be right on top of it.
Yeah, kind of like very close, as in opposed to far away.
So, yeah, red.
Very good. Red is what it is. If you are somewhat close to an emerald or a key, it will flash green. Yellow if you are even closer, and red when you're very close. And obviously grey if you're nowhere near it. Okay, Fast Feet, last question for you before we go to a break. What is the fourth hero stage called?
Oh, God.
Better not be looking it up on Google. That was not a hit.
www.google. I will say... God, I can't guess.
Come on.
It's going to be Lost Jungle, something like that. That's pretty Sonic Heroes, isn't it?
Well, are you talking about Green Forest, or?
I would say Green Forest, then, yeah.
No, it's not Green Forest. I was just trying to throw you off.
I hate you. You're no longer the co-host. Get out.
Oh, come on. The fourth hero stage was called Zeddy. Do you know this one?
Metal Harbor.
That's it. Oh, Sonic's favourite track ever was Metal Harbor. Fifth stage is Green Forest. Wild Canyon is the second. Pumpkin Hill is the sixth. I don't actually know what the third one was. I can't think of it at this particular moment in time. But anyway, so Zeddy, you are currently in the lead with 2 points. We're going to redeem this after the next song, which is going to, funnily enough, be That's the Way I Like It, Sonic Adventure 2. What's this about someone using X Audio live online? If anyone's using X Audio, they will officially receive a back of hand. I would love to say that for problems with the radio, stuttering was an X Audio user, but it wasn't. It was my fault. I apologise. I tried to have both people on the quiz at once. So, sorry guys if it was really stuttering on FM. I think the AM was okay, but FM was stuttering like mad. So if you missed that bit of the quiz, and want to listen to it, you can download this show afterwards from the FTP server, and it'll be on BitTorrent soon as well, just so you can catch up, kind of thing. If you did miss it, basically Zeddy has 2 points, Fastfeet has one. Fastfeet, you're not doing too well, are you?
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers then, cheers and then.
Yeah, bit of a performance lag there, mainly because you're picking, what was it, two or three out of the questions that were GameCube related. You know me, I'm an Xbox man. Then everyone hates me for that.
If you whinge, I'm just going to do more GameCube. In fact, no, there aren't any actual more GameCube questions, you're right, you're lucky.
Good.
So what I'm going to do now is, Fastfeet, this round you're going to start. I'll ask you a question. And then I'll bring up Zeddy and ask him a question. So I'm just going to be buffering between two people. Sound fun? Very,
yes.
Very fun.
All right. Yes.
Okay. All right. It wasn't a stutter. It was a radio glitch. Okay. If the radio had a stutter, I apologise. Okay. I'm talking over Spring Stadium Zane, but I don't care. Fastfeet, when you
right.
fight the first boss in the Hero story. What's the name of it? So, what is the name of the first boss you fight in the Hero story?
Oh, I'm still going down.
Can't believe you didn't know this. Can you even describe what it was?
Of a droid that hops around, flies around, tries to beat Sonic with missiles and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Very poor description, actually. Nah, I don't know.
Well, you were on the right lines, obviously, you knew what the boss was. Basically, you complete City Escape with Sonic from Hero Story, you fight it, and it is F-61 Bigfoot. It was a bit of a hard question because only one of these Bigfoots is actually real dark and other numbers, but any F-61 is the correct one. Oh well. Fastfeet.
Right. Keep coming with the questions.
Nil trois for Fastfeet. Okay, Fastfeet, next question. Which upgrade can you find in the Egg Fortress stage?
Egg Fortress?
Yeah, Egg Quarters. Egg Quarters.
Egg Quarters. Ooh. This is a point where I realise I should probably have brought my Dreamcast down here with me.
Oh no, Fastfeet, time is over, mate. It's one of the treasure hunting people.
I know one of them, but it's not the right one. Would it be, nah, that's Sonic Adventure 1. Nah, I give up. I'm going down the record books as I lost.
There, it was Picknails, and it's Rouge. Basically, Light Dash is learned by Sonic in Metal Harbor. Tails learns Booster, upgrade in Mission Street, and Knuckles can find Hammer Gloves in Death Chamber. So, it is. That was it, Fastfeet, unfortunately. For you.
I'm going down.
Well, the problem is, you didn't even answer one of them correctly, which means Zeddy's already won.
I'm already technically gone there.
Yeah, so let me ask Zeddy his final two questions, and then, yeah, you can come back on there. But until then, you're to sit at home quietly.
Sit in the corner, dunce.
And think about what you have done. In a moment. I know, this is fantastic radio, you've got to love it. Zeddy, pick up the phone. Zeddy, pick up the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Can I have a Big Mac and fries, please? And a large Coke. No, large banana shake. No, okay, that really is a boring joke.
Yeah, you did last time.
Yeah, I did tonight. Oh, flipping it. I'm so late. Anyway, last two questions. You've already won, but this is for glory. This is to see, out of all our contestants tonight, who's going to be the best. Okay?
Okay.
What is the name... This really is easy. What is the name of the ghostly boss that Knuckles has to fight after completing Death Chamber?
Oh, God, I should know this. Oh, God. Wait, what was the name of the stage again? Death Chamber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was at the... Oh, I can describe it. Beep. Do I need the name?
Yep.
I need to give the name.
Yeah, we won it at a time.
No, I should know it. Oh.
The chicken.
Oh, King Boo. Boo something. It's like a Mario boss. King Boo.
Something Boo. I'll give you
Boom. Boom Boo.
Yeah,
boo.
King
boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Boo. Woo, you finally got there.
Oh,
if
my
it
God,
wasn't the fact that you already won, I wouldn't have given it to you, but. I'm having a good day.
Okay, thanks.
So that's for you.
Yay.
Final question for you. How many dark stages are there in the game? How many dark stages?
Does this include bosses?
I don't know. I assume so.
Don't include bosses, please, because otherwise I get confused.
Alright, don't include bosses.
Not including bosses, just dark stages.
Yeah.
That would be 1, 2, 3,
so 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Correct.
Yay!
It was 14. Out of interest, do you know how many there are in the hero stages?
It's probably 15, but I don't know.
No, it's not, it's 16.
Okay.
Don't worry. You were close. You're 16, you get 2 extra levels. Well done, Denny. You beat Fastfeet. So he's been off the air for a bit. So well done you.
Thank you.
If you win overall tonight, then we may sort out some special thing for you, but we're unsure yet. As you seem to win quizzes a lot. It's quite funny.
I did lose the last one quite badly.
Yeah, but you were tired. We're blaming you being tired.
Okay then.
Do you want a track played? Have a request.
If I choose something that everyone else doesn't like, I'll probably be burned. So, let's see. Sonic R Radical City.
Sorry?
Sonic R Living in the City.
Living in the City. Okay, that's not a problem. That's coming up now. Alright. And well done for beating Fastfeet.
Thanks.
I could see his face right now and see how he's, Anyway, catch you later.
Bye.
Okay, Sega Sonic Radio. With me, your host, Spawn of Sonic, Fastfeet has been kicked off temporarily. He may grovel back on later. We're going to have Living in the City live on Sega Sonic Radio.
You know.
Take Sonic Radio, and look who's crawled back.
Crawled.
Well,
yeah. Well, but next week when we have the Spawner Sonic quiz, where he will get your ass handed to you.
Yeah, it's true. Percy is feeling that I've kind of been really mean to him by giving him questions.
So mean.
Yeah, so mean. So next week he's going to write a quiz where someone has got to take on me, and I'm quaking in my boots. If I had boots on, I would be quaking. That was Living in a City, that's Raspberry City, from Sonic R. And Zeddy chose that one. He almost chose the Sonic Underground track. We decided that it was not the best idea. And yeah, he's just trying to be loved by people. Anyway, past week you found something really interesting on the web, didn't you?
Yeah, another random thing we find in our shows. Could you ever imagine Sonic being a drive-thru? Well, it's not quite the same thing. But on all occurrences, if you go to www.sonicdrivein.com, you will find a Sonic Drive-In. Now, it's not a Sonic the Hedgehog Drive-In, but yeah, as you can imagine, most of the things revolve around the word Sonic. So you can actually go through to where this place is. I'm imagining it's in America.
Yeah, it is.
You can go order a supersonic cheeseburger. Yes, America. What a surprise. You can order a supersonic cheeseburger. You little yellow spines in.
That is pretty interesting. And if you look at the site, the font, you know, on the logo, it's kind of just very Sonic-y as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the top left, the logo is a little bit of Sonic too. The font's nearly Sonic. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like half like McDonald's, half Sonic. It's a very weird and quite disgusting effect as well, but
yeah,
interesting.
It's really, really odd. Yeah, is there any other weird site on there? We better see that.
Yeah, have a look.
SonicNet.com? No, VH1 do that. Sonic Youth, that's a band, isn't it, Sonic Youth?
Yeah.
Sonic.com, designs and manufactures DVD publishing systems. Alex the Great has one of these Sonic America Drive-In near his house. Alex, I think you really do need to try it and sample it. And that's an interview on the show or something.
If he's still alive.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while though. Oh, you've got to go sample it. You need to get
sample and take pictures. Yeah. Abuse the stuff.
Yeah, get photographic pictures of you eating there, and we'll have to interview live on air, so, because I think that'll be fantastic. It'll just be funny.
Just go over Sonic's to eat. That'd be weird.
But this is just really amazing. You've done Sonic, and within the top, what is it, 10 results? You don't even get Sonic
it's
the Hedgehog.
It's the first one, really, I think.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog, the actual proper game, isn't anywhere near the top 10.
Yeah.
You got Sonic Software. Sonic the Hedgehog Flash game. That is on, you know, the Sonic Flash game is in the top 10. But, that is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I've just posted that, website on the Java chat room, or IRC chat room, if anyone had a clue what I was seeing.
Wow. And Sonic HQ's on the next page at the top. Sonic Arts. But there's still no Sonic the Hedgehog on the Sega site. That is amazing. It's not like they're even on the sponsored links. Wow, that is quite amazing.
Although in the images, what did you get first? Sonic all over the place.
Yeah, it's true.
Sprite sheets and everything.
His mum was not there. Sprite game, indeed. What's on sonicimages.com? Let's have a little look. Sonic Images Electronica. This is quite scary. Sorry, this is just randomness on our show, but I thought it was quite interesting. Sonic.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. I can't believe it.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll find more randomness to find some other time.
Yeah, so
in the meantime, I think we'll get back to someone beating me.
Sonic Hickory.
Beating you down to the ground with a club.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Sega.com/Sonic. What result is it? Oh, it's like. Result 21. Takes 21 results to actually get to the official Sonic site. That is bad marketing. Anyway, enough of me whinging about Sonic being so low. Although, if you actually...
that's good, because that's a quote you've got to live. I could do with some Sonic Hickory barbecue sauce, right?
that is true. If any of you guys find any random Sonic-related sites, I don't want just random sites in general, because I won't appreciate it. Oh, wow, if you go on... Sega.com. They've actually got an official Sonic radio. Did anyone know
that? I don't know about that.
Yeah?
can't beat our radio station, it's the best!
They have Sonic Central. I'm gonna actually bookmark site. And it's actually
no, Sonic Central just has a little sort of flash player.
Yeah.
It's not radio.
Well, okay, but it says Sonic Radio. I don't care if it's a little flash player. But
we are on Sonic Radio.
In fact, it streams it and it comes out in proper quality. That is quality. But I bet they've got the bandwidth and everything to allow people to do that. Imagine that on Sonic Stadium. It'd just be totally dead. Sorry guys, we're rabbiting again. And you're the man behind the music as well on the site. Wow, interesting. As I was just on the site and just saw theme of Team Dark from Sonic Heroes, this machine, and it inspired me. We're gonna have that now live on Sega Sonic Radio because, you know, we do all seem to love this track for some reason. Alright, it's a crappy radio, it plays about 4 tracks. Alright, calm down.
Thank you.
Alright, calm down. I was just noticing, I didn't know it was there. Flip.
Just so emotional.
It's like I've committed adultery or something, the way I'm getting flamed. Oh, and they got a stupid shadow picture about the new shadow game. Oh, and it's a flipping flash, so you can't right click and open the new tabs. Oh yeah, good old flash. Ooh, Shadow of the Hedgehog, and you can see the little logo as well. Oh, it's just an overlay, you click it and it's just between. Oh, that's really annoying. Anyway, coming up now, this machine, Sega Sonic Radio. Woohoo! Back live on Sega Sutton Radio. Fast Feet, what was our last track we just played? Because I'm a dollars, I can't remember.
Was it Julian K, did she?
Yeah, it was indeed. From Sonic Heroes, it was for Team Dark. It's an okay album. It's an okay album.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were just discussing this whole thing, weren't we? Whether the Sonic Heroes music was that good, because there's this whole interview thing on Sega's website about it. It's like, oh, man, behind Sonic Heroes music, would I? It's not that great.
It's alright, it's not brilliant. Probably better than some of the others, but... Anyway, Mike, we're about to do the quiz with you, so stand by your old phone-inch. We're going to start with you, so we're going to ring you in a moment. Fast Feet, do you think you can actually do a bit better this time?
Underground's the last time. Probably not, but I'll give it a bloody good go.
Nice.
Just don't involve the GameCube and I will be fine.
We'll try.
So that really means, yes, we've got a GameCube by the side of me here.
Yeah. No cheating. Well, yeah, okay, maybe...
I wouldn't touch a GameCube in my life, mate. I wouldn't touch a GameCube with a barge pole.
Well...
And everyone's like, oh, steady on.
The Zelda games aren't too bad on it. No, I got rid of mine, so I can't talk.
You can't really have an argument against
it. No, I can't really have an argument, it's true. I only got it for the Sonic games on it, and they weren't particularly brilliant, so I sold it. So, end of story. Yeah, no, terrible. I lost so much money on it, but... I'm going to ring you back. We better have Mike on first, just to keep things fair and square. Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure, I can.
Until we're
under off a little bit,
free up some bandwidth, and then we're going to have to do it like this. Okay, Mike, turn off your radio now. I'm ringing you. Fast Feet, put on the radio. Tune in. Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, so I'm just ringing Mike now. Hopefully, and you should all hear that. We can talk over Sonic's brain scrap paint. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Have you got headphones in?
Yeah.
Good. Marvellous. How it's going to work is I'm going to ask you three questions.
Alright.
And then can you turn your mic down a little bit? It's a bit overpowered.
Pardon?
Can you turn down your mic a little bit? It's a bit overpowered.
Is that better?
Yeah, fine. So I'm going to ask you three questions, and then just try to answer them, and then I'll get Fast Feet on the line, and then we'll see who's going to win.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Right, first question. What stage can Root find to upgrade Treasure Scope?
Treasure Scope?
Yeah.
Security Hall?
Yeah, that works good at all. You need Rouge's Mystic Melody upgrade to be able to receive that. So use Mystic Melody. Good. Well done. Good work. So, next question is going to be... what small animal can you give your child invisible feet in the child world? What small animal can you give your child and let it have invisible feet? Can you give it invisible feet?
Is it a ghost or... Yeah, a ghost.
No, unfortunately it's not. It's a bat. Bats are purple coloured, not commonly found. If you do not want the child with invisible, then don't give it a bat. That's good, but yeah, it gives it.
What's wrong with my mic?
It's a bit noisy. You've got a lot of background noise, but that's what they're waiting for. But anyway,
Is that any better?
No, that's worse.
It's worse?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, that's better.
Cool.
Cool. Okay, third question. Which one of these four moves can Knuckles not perform in two-player mode? Okay? Which one of these four moves can Knuckles not perform? Time stop, power flash, I haven't actually written. Okay, which one of these two moves? Pants. Skip the question, I didn't actually write the answer, so I need to move on. On City Escape's fourth mission, how much time do you get to get to the goal ring?
City Escape's fourth mission?
Yeah, how much time do you get?
Is it 3 minutes?
Yep, 3 minutes, that's right.
Sweet.
Fourth missions aren't actually that easy. For instance, on Metal Fibers, fourth one, you have to get to the gold ring in only 2 minutes, which is a bit fun. Okay. So, fourth question. When playing a level as Shadow on the load screen, displaying the stage name and mission, what colour hedgehog spikes are shown on the centre of the screen?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. When playing a level as Shadow, on the load screen, which shows the name of the mission, what colour hedgehog spikes are shown on the centre of the screen?
Black.
No, it's not. It's red. Dr. Eggman has grey, Tails has yellow, no character has black. Okay, final question. Which of these hero characters has the most boss stages? Tails, Knuckles, or Sonic?
I have got Sonic.
Yep, Sonic has 4, Tails and Knuckles only have 2. Well done, you got 3 out of 5. Let's see if Fast Feet can do any better. And I'll ring you back in a moment just to say if you win, obviously you get a track for the quest from me. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Catch you in a bit. Okay, guys. That was Mike there. He got 3 out of 5, which is not bad. He didn't beat Zeddy. Zeddy got his 4. So Zeddy's still in the lead. But can he beat Fast Feet? We'll find out in a moment. Now I'm going to play, as we were talking about, Escape from the City. Let's have the Escape from the City. This is Sega Sonic Radio. I'm Spawn Sonic. Okay, hello, sorry, I disappeared. It happened. Yeah, basically, I went to grab a cup of tea and got swarmed by a load of lovely women, and stuff like that. Yeah, my fault. Fast feet, pick up the phone. It was my mistake, I apologise. Caught up with other business. But don't worry, I am back. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed all that music there. I thought I'd just cue the Escape from the City. Unknown. And obviously now Open Your Heart Making remix. First week, you back?
I am back, yes.
Sorry about the major delay. I had ended up giving some housemates. Yeah. Basically. housemates come, well, high school friends who I know kind of wanted to see my big bedroom, so I showed them. So yeah, that's why it took so long. But yeah, all good. Mike got 3 questions correct out of 5.
Which means I'm bone.
No, it doesn't. Well, possibly. well, no. Let's give you the last 5 questions. I think we'll call the quiz. That'll be the end of the quizzes for tonight. Sorry, any other people who didn't get to play. Next week, you can take on me. And yeah, I can enjoy. First question for you next week is, what number stage is Sand Ocean?
Sand Ocean.
It's a dark stage, sorry. What number dark stage is Sand Ocean?
Would say 7?
No, sorry. It's the 3rd one. 4th is Radical Highway, 5th is Equator, 6th is Lost Colony. So, no, you didn't get it. So, that's the end of that. Next question. How many rings can you find while fighting the boss, B3X Hotshot, as Shadow?
How many rings in the stage? Well, for the boss stage, anyway.
Yeah, for that boss stage.
It's probably going to be a nice round even number, I would have thought. So I would say, say about 20.
Nope, sorry, it was 12. 12, same number as Sonic. Basically, I think it's in a collection of 4s or something. I can't actually remember. But it's definitely 12. Okay, you need to get this one. Otherwise, yeah, you've been whitewashed.
Bone.
Yeah. What colour... what colour Chaos Drives contribute to a Chao's swimming ability in Chao World?
Pretty good question, me. I didn't quite hear that.
What colour Chaos Drives contribute to a Chao's swimming ability in Chao World?
A blue one?
You sure?
I don't know this time. Yes, I'm sure.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
See, these were generalised hints, as in change of colour. It's incorrect. It was yellow. Yellow is swimming. Red is power. Purple is flying skill. Green boosts the Chao's running speed. So you got that wrong, but I'll give you another one just to see if you're going to get any right.
I'm sure you get more wrong, come on. Make them harder.
Right. In the lyrics to the song played while playing the Wild Canyon stage, what are the first two words the lyrics say?
First two words?
Yeah. You said hard.
Ooh, regret springs to mind. Oh, why did I... It's gonna be some kind of knuckles, isn't it?
Sorry?
Let me just play the song.
No, you're not allowed to play the song.
No, I don't know.
Come on, let me guess. Anything.
I can't even guess, man. That could be anything.
Well, think, it's knuckles. They're, you know, kind of... Am I going to have to give you an when I even get an answer?
Yeah.
Oh. It was This Is, because it's This Is Knuckles.
I feel it was This Is Knuckles, but you said two words. I was like, ah!
Well, yeah, This Is. This Is. Mate.
Brain's not thinking. This is what PC World does to you during the day.
PC World.
Numbs the brain to a slow pulp, and that's it.
I can't even remember what level Wild Canyon was now. What number is it?
That's a question for me.
Second stage, isn't it? It's the second stage. So. Oh, well.
Do you want to. Let's embarrass me some more.
Let's go on,
yeah.
Come on then. Right. It's not going to be Sonic Adventure 2 battle related. I'll pick a random one, alright? Because I can't really be fast. So I do an easy one so you can actually get one right.
Go on then.
What level must you complete twice in the original Sonic the Hedgehog?
Labyrinth, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Labyrinth song.
Well done. And you know, that's last week, we launched.
You asked that question.
And no one got it right. Yeah, it was something. So at least you know.
Any reason
that
I got it because I heard the show.
Good stuff.
That's just pity on me.
I know, it is pity. Well, let's have another break moment. We'll have music. It's going to be the Wild Canyon track, just to rub it in. Catch you in a minute.
I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. dream I can see. You're not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for. And I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams, I can hear you calling me. In the night, everything's so sweet. In your eyes, I feel there's so much inside.
In the night, dream delight. I want to see you standing there. In the night, dream delight. I felt someone who really cares. In the night, dream delight. I want to see.
Everything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for.
Keep the dream of the one you're hoping for. Love can come through an open door. Just be strong. And you're sure. Find the one, the one, the one, the one.
okay, I'm going to talk over song because I like doing that. Just had Dreams Dreams and Ghosts Pumpkin Soup. Coming up now, we're going to have Skydeck Go-Go, a request from Mike, because he won, he beat Fast Feet. Fast Feet's just popped off of the shop, so we'll be back in a moment. And we're going to have another quiz for Shanghai. And it's going to be, ooh, I'm not sure what it's going to be on. I'm probably going to pull random questions from left, right and centre. Give you 5 of those, that'd be great. After that, hopefully the new Sigasonic website will be up. Yeah, it should be up anyway, hopefully. And when Fast Feet and myself will be giving you a review of that. This is Two Hedgehogs. I'm Spawn Sonic, one of the Two Hedgehogs. Now it's Skynet. Woohoo! That was Skydeck Go-Go. Amazing name, Sega Sonic Radio. I'm Spawn Sonic, part of a Two Hedgehog show. The other hedgehog has decided to pop to the shops, which is no problem. As it's time for another quiz. So, Shanghai, get on the old phone, turn off your radio, I'm going to ring you back during this next song, get you kind of already. If any of you guys have any requests, you want heard or played, then private message me now in the forum, in this IRC chat room. Thank you for Shanghai for telling me the new SSR page is up. I can see it, which is great. So yeah, any requests, let us know, and we will be reviewing the new site in a couple of moments' time. Shanghai, get on the old phone. I'm going to ring you now. What song shall I play? let's pick Sonic from Sonic Advance 2. Why not Sonic Advance 2 Final Zone live on Sega Sonic Radio? We'll be right back. Okay, this is Sega Sonic Radio, and I'm your host, Spawn Sonic. Fast Feet currently is still away, so it's still me and the two hedgehogs. I have a contestant on the line now. Hi, contestant number one. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us your name, and where you're from.
Okay, hi, I'm Shanghai, and I'm from Michigan.
Michigan, cool. So, being a bit of a Sonic fan?
Yeah.
How long have you been a Sonic fan?
Haven't really kept track.
Ah, cool, good stuff. Okay, basically the quiz is going to work pretty much like the others, but you won't be going against Fast Feet, it was just to see if you're going to beat Zeddy or Mike. The target for tonight is 4, so if you can get more than 4 questions right in our set, then you're going to be the winner. Okay, so basically I'll just ask you the question and you just have to give me an answer. Bit of a mixture, some of the stuff last week, some of the stuff tonight. Okay, so the first question is going to be, what is the first zone called in Sonic the Hedgehog 2? Okay, so I'm going to have to rush you. What is the first zone called in Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
Oh, that'd be Emerald Hill Zone?
Yep, Emerald Hill, yep. Well then, you've got one mark right. Okay, for this question, I'm going to give you a description of a Sonic character, and you have to say which one it is.
Okay.
Okay, I am a secret government agent, and I have a fondness for gems. Who am I?
Rouge the Bat.
Yep, correct. That's 2 of 2. Okay, let's have a little flick through here. Let's pick another question. How many Sonic comics were created, counting Supersonic specials?
162.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's for American comics. Yeah, 162. That's good. Good stuff. There's also some ones in the UK. That was 125, which was great. Talking about comics again. Sonic Spinball had one comic. Is that true or false?
False.
No, the answer is true. They had one with Sonic on the front page, and they had this weird little scarf on. Okay, so you've got 3 right, up 4 so far. This is the last question. If you get this, then you will draw with Zeddy, and we'll have to have a head-to-head competition with you both. Okay, so good luck on this one. It's going to be another Sonic Who Am I? And it's going to be, I may not be fast, but I can fight better than anyone. Who am I? Yep, that's correct. Well, no, you got 4 of 5, which is the same score as Zeddy has. So what I'm going to do is just play a track a moment. Do you want a song on? Choose a track and I'll play it for you. Living in the City, yeah. Oh, we've had that one already tonight, sorry. That's Radical City.
How about, can you feel
the sunshine? Yeah, definitely can crack that one for you. So I'm going to play that one now, and I'll ring you back in a moment with Zeddy, and you can have a battle head-to-head. Okay? This is Sega Sonic Radio. I'm your host, Spawn Sonic. We just had Shanghai. He managed to face our quiz and got 4 of 5 right. So Zeddy, I hope you're still around. I haven't actually checked. You need to defend your title. So Zeddy, can you just give me a little private message to say you're still around and stuff like that, and I'll give you a ring, and all kinds of interesting things will be going on. This is Flying Battery Remix, and then we're going to have Sonic R. Can you feel the sunshine?
listen to Sega Sonic Radio, the two hedgehogs from Fast 3 and Spawn of Sonic, and this is Can You Feel the Sunshine from Sonic R.
Okay, Sega Sonic Radio, Spawn of Sonic again, which is which is great. On the line, we have Zeddy and Shanghai. You both there and okay?
Yep, I'm good.
Shanghai, you there?
What?
Right, we're just going to have a final question, so it's going to be first one to answer it correctly, okay? You need to shout out your name when you know the answer, and then I will obviously ask you for the answer. Best of luck, you two. I hope, you know, best of luck, because I can't say hope you both win, because there can only be one winner. So here we go. How many acts must you complete in Sonic the Hedgehog? How many acts must you complete in Sonic the Hedgehog?
Wait, is this Sonic the Hedgehog, the Mega Drive one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sonic Hedgehog Mega Drive. We got Rush you for an answer. Come on, someone.
God. Zeddy.
Zeddy, yep.
Is this including repeating ones? Sorry, it's not good to.
How many acts are there in a Sonic the Hedgehog one?
Okay.
I think I'm gonna have to go to Shanghai because Zeddy, you didn't give an answer. Okay, Shanghai.
I know the answer now.
All right, let Shanghai do it first. Shanghai.
Okay, 12.
No, that's not the correct answer. Zeddy?
7.
7 acts? No.
Acts. Crap, my bad.
You're both wrong, which means I'm going to ask another question, okay? So, best of luck, both of you. Okay, next question is going to be...
I think it's disconnected.
What, the radio? Don't worry, we could go. In which game did the Death Egg first appear? In which game did the Death Egg first appear? Bad news. Okay, you both there?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
My wireless just dropped out randomly, so it was all quite fun. So, the final question is going to be, hopefully, One of you will get it right. I wish you best both of luck. The question is going to be, in what game did the first Death Egg appear? In what game did Death Egg first appear?
Zeddy? Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on Mega Drive.
That is correct. Well done, Zeddy.
Yes!
That is your first point. So, unfortunately, Shanghai, you were close. You came runner-up tonight with points. But Zeddy, you won once again. So, that means you're the winner. What track do you want to hear?
I don't mind really anything. Sonic & Knuckles, Flying Battery 2.
Okay, will do. Does it take a slot radio? Coming up now, Flying Battery, Act 2. Well, it appears that Zeddy isn't the winner. Shanghai got disconnected on the last question and I didn't realise. It looks like the internet's playing up for me, which is never a good thing. So, Zeddy, I'm going to have to retract that winning question. I'm going to bring you both back now. It didn't hang up before the question, I just checked the log. So Zeddy, you there?
No. Zeddy, yeah,
there? Shanghai, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna have to shout out nice and loud, and hopefully this can decide everything after my little blunder.
Do we have to do another question then?
Yeah, gonna have to do another question. But it's okay, Zeddy. You still got your track played, so it didn't really.
Yeah, but still, I wanted to win.
Well, this is the final question, okay? A lot is riding on this. Zeddy's honour as a man is on this, okay? How many casino stroke carnival zones are there throughout Sonic the Hedgehog to Sonic the Hedgehog 3? How many
is that zones or acts?
How many zones?
Zones, okay.
Okay?
Zeddy.
Zeddy?
2.
Okay. Shanghai, do you have an answer?
What was that question again?
How many casino stroke carnival zones are there just throughout Sonic the Hedgehog 1 to 3? I'm going to have to rush you, Shanghai.
Are you still there?
Is it 1, 2 or 3?
I already answered, didn't I?
You did. I'm just building up suspense and seeing if Shanghai can answer as well before I give the answer.
Okay.
Shanghai, I'm going to have to take your question.
Do you think he disconnected again?
No, he's connected. I can see it. Well, no, he's disconnected. Which is the right.
Hi.
Right pain in the ass. So Zeddy, you win again because you did get the answer first correct. He only disconnected after I gave a question because he asked for it again. So Zeddy, you won. Well done, mate.
Yay.
You gotta love Sega Sonic Radio quizzes because they're so random. Random things happen. So, well done. And maybe you can defend your title again next week or something.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, catch you later, mate. Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, that was the final quiz. I'm not going to do any repeat questions. I apologise for it messing up in the final bits. But we've just had a load of people come home here in my house, which has meant I've got a few internet problems. Woohoo! Coming up now, we're going to have Doomsday Zone. Then hopefully Fastfeet's going to be with us again. And we're going to have a little bit of a review of a new Sega Sonic site. Sega Sonic Radio, the only place to be. Amazingly, we're on air again, still. Been a long show again, hasn't it, Fastly?
It has.
Too many quizzes.
What's that now? 2-3 hours, that's bad, that's not bad.
That's alright. Jamie Lane for 2 hours.
It was meant to be an hour long,
Yeah, it was meant to be an hour, but...
It was all crap anyway, yeah.
yeah. So. I really am tired, sorry. Sorry, I was just dozing off at the laptop a minute ago. It was just like...
Just falls in the microwave.
Yeah.
I'm spawning. Oh, that explains everything.
Well, I was out and then I had to be up for church for 9:30 this morning. I was maybe helping to do the set. I know probably no one wants else to know about this, but I'm going to say anyway. When I got there to help do it, MVN didn't need me because the bit I was meant to be showing them how to use... They didn't bring, so oh, that was great. So
yeah, thanks for now.
So I got no relief for no reason, but anyway.
Yeah, I didn't go to church, but I could burn in hell for that. Yeah. Sorry, probably not very fun.
Oh well. So, fasting. I've heard there's
that's really bad. I don't even know if I've been baptized or not. Probably have.
Yeah, well.
Probably haven't, though. That would explain a lot of things.
Yeah. So, fasting. Have you ever seen, have you ever looked at the Sega Sonic Radio website?
Oh, don't do the cheesy bit on me again.
Oh, okay. Alright,
we've done the cheesy bit enough.
Enough with the cheese.
Yeah. Well, we did the new SSR site because Reg just updated it, and it's pretty damn fine looking, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's my bit.
Sorry, I totally missed what you said. I'm in the 70s. And I knocked my head for an H. Try again. We'll start this section again.
Yeah, let's start again. Yeah, Dredge just read on the SSR website, the whole mini site, and it looks damn lot better, really.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, we're looking at the main logo, looks pretty good for one, which is pretty cool, little pretty functional. It's kind of got the new news ticker embedded in, although it's still too fat for my liking, but oh well. Yeah, the new look. What do you think of it?
I think it's a little more functional as far as it goes, because first page you get to, you've got what's on the radio, who's listening, how many people, how many times it's been up, what's going on with the server, which is quite an important thing with SSR, because obviously last week, so as we well know, the server's been playing up here and there, especially at FM.
Yes.
But yeah, it's looking a lot better, announcements underneath, and navigation's in a little bit, but it's all good, because everything's still there, you've got about SSR, the schedule's there, it's been updated.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like the new schedule by having like kind of what's on for the days and the actual little mini logos for each show. That's really nice. And obviously the programme is good. If you ever want to know what kind of people do on our shows, just look at the radio programmes. They're all pretty good. Sonic Extra, for instance, I didn't really know what that was. It's all good. Yeah, and some of you may notice that Two Hedgehogs still isn't on the schedule. Well, fear not. We are continuing. It's just going to be updated tomorrow. Because as of today, we
have it brand new.
Yeah, as of today, we hadn't really decided when or where we're doing it. So, Pasfoot, when are we actually going to be doing the show?
We're doing it every Sunday at 7 o'clock, which is straight after the Sonic Hour. So you can all tune in straight afterwards. More yeah. Sonic Radio creamy goodness. And also, we should be doing it on the Thursday at 8 o'clock. This is all GMT times, of course. Don't know what's to the first of there because, Thursday, but, hopefully it will be two hedgehogs.
Yep, two hedgehogs, Thursday and Sunday, so you get a double dose of every week. And if, for instance, Fast Week's not around, then I'll be doing Spawn Sonic Presents. But kind of that is going to be dying a death for a while until I can pick it up again for another show nearer Spike Awards and stuff, where I will be doing a major. Well, we could do it as part of our show actually. We could do the top Sonic tracks 2005 like we did last year for 2004.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. We have to talk about that. That's quite interesting. We're just looking at Radio Help again. We've got Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre. Yeah, get it, Dr. Dre. Anyway, with answers. Just to let people know, please do not use Musemax or X Audio. You can't drum it in enough. Yeah, it's really quite interesting.
Buggies the radio, pretty much.
Yeah.
Literally, yes.
Oh, look, and it even says you can listen to Sega Sonic Radio through Fastbeat Media website. Which is very
yeah,
cool.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
Looks like a last minute thing you put in. Like, oh yeah, you can do that, can't you?
Yeah,
yeah, of course you can listen to Sega Sonic Radio straight through Fastbeat Media with inbuilt flash radio player.
Yep.
And designed by us.
Yeah, it's all good. So yeah, the new site is good. There's a few little goodies on here, got like new wallpaper. So hopefully that'll be good. We may pester Dread to get podcasting going, because I don't know if people, obviously we're trying to get podcasting going, it'll be quite good to put our shows on it.
Yeah,
anyway.
That would be good.
It's not bad, it looks like. Have a look at it, see what you think, maybe send us your ideas and your views and stuff like that. And obviously we're, broadcast it on there maybe if it's appropriate.
Absolutely.
Which is always good.
Yeah, point to mention, if you go to ffmedia.sonicstadium.org. We've got the Firestorm Media forums there, of course, so do. We've also got radio reviews, a specific section if you want to rant away about our radio shows, make your comments, and generally have a good chat about it, really. So, yeah, you can just sign up for the Firestorm Media forums and chat away. Much more on the forum apart from that, but yeah, the radio points would be very nice indeed. I was also thinking of spawn, we could possibly do some wallpapers for Firestorm Media.
Yeah, definitely.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting fat. And I was also planning on doing two hedgehogs wallpaper. I thought that'd be good for our show. That could be a good idea today. Maybe someone may disagree. But have our little. Because we can do that. Make two hedgehogs to come up with it. Be all pretty good. Yeah, stuff. It's all going to be.
That's what I want, yeah.
It's all going to be pure.
Definitely. It is plugging away at the two hedgehogs thing, aren't we? Like, no end. It's just like two hedgehogs. The new Sonic Hour.
Yeah. It's Sonic Hour, but kind of more professional and better. Dad's going to kick me off the hour time.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah. So, I was just wondering, Fatsby, what's going on with Sega Sonic TV? Because I'm kind of missing my monthly dosage of Sonic TV randomness.
Yeah, it's been, well, due to when I left, when was it? End of February. I was producing all the Sega Sonic TV shows, SSTV shows. Got to take over, and we've had a few problems here and there, so let's just say the next episode has been delayed a little bit. It is still coming along, there's pieces have been put together, and it's not far off completion, but it is coming along. It is something on my to-do list. Good. So, definitely something we'll go across, but
it's going to be exciting now.
So, yeah, we're going to possibly regenerate and change the way it looks maybe a little bit, improve it based on the last three episodes. With any luck, if we can do so, we'll be having a DVD of all the Sega Sonic TV episodes, including special features, outtakes you wouldn't have seen on the net. And just like the TSS store, if you've seen that, any DVD sales, they will be put straight back into TSS to keep it alive.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, potential DVD in the future, maybe. Enough interest is shown.
That would be good. That would really be good. Just to let you guys know, today's show will be available on the FTP server and BitTorrent, probably in about half hour's time, as soon as I can, as soon as we finish and I get it transferred onto the FTP, which would be good. What are we planning to do on Thursday, Fatsby, or have we not decided?
What are we doing?
Well, I don't know, we haven't really decided what we're doing, have we?
What are we doing?
Oh yeah, that's the point. So I say this on there because if any of you guys got any ideas for Thursday's show, anything you want included, then let us know. We're not going to have any quizzes because we've kind of killed quizzes for a couple of weeks because we've done so many. For Thursdays anyway. So yeah, if you've got anything you want included, I don't know, maybe a review of the soundtrack or something along those lines, and then email either myself, spawnsonic at yahoo.co.uk, or Fastfeet, can't remember a fan email off the top of my head.
It's let me claim my name. It's fastfeet2k@hotmail.com. Yep. Spam me to death.
Spam, 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 let me still through their job, which will be great. So let us know what you want, and we will try to incorporate it into the show as long as it's legal and isn't going to get us into any trouble. I guess probably I had something important to say, but can't really remember because my brain is shutting down.
That's why we need the ideas for next first thing.
Yeah, because I'm just dying here gradually. So we have been the two hedgehogs. I've been Spawn Sonic, one of these two.
I've been a fast beat.
The other one of those two. So keep your eyes out and about, guys. Hopefully on the goodies page there's going to be a wallpaper to Hedgehog soon. And more information about our show. Obviously download it if you want to. And what else, really? Can't think of much else.
Except visit Fast Media. It's ffmedia.sonicstadium.org.
And of course, just
go be done.
Because we haven't plugged it whole show yet, we haven't even made a mention to it. Just think about the next generation Sonic game and the Xbox 360.
Left at the last minute because we missed it, didn't we? Yeah, not much news appeared of it, obviously, because of E3, but all I can say is if you haven't got the next gen movie, next Sonic next gen movie, get it. Because
get it.
It looks stunning.
Yeah.
no one knows what it's, what format it's on, but it looks stunning. And you can get it from our torrent provider for downloads, which should be Sonic on the Net, www.sonicon.net.
Yep, or available on the FTP server, but be patient, because the FTP is slower, because it's FTP, and stuff like that. People are mainly on the forums, not forums, IRC chat room, that the forums are down. I will just get an official status check on those, and let you guys know. Hopefully it's all running. Not that I ever really use them, so I can't really comment, but that's mine.
The exact phrase I was giving was cred!
I'm looking up WW, but it's not really doing much.
SSMB is online, as far as I can see.
It is online, yeah? Oh, yeah, it's online.
I've got the Big Than Cat background and skin for it, but apart from that...
I've got the default one, because I've just done a default, yeah. So, Sonic Stadium message board is running, so I don't know what people are saying. It's a little bit slower, but there are 17 guests online and 27 members. So yeah, it's up. So don't whinge, it is up. That is live news. So until Thursday, guys, enjoy yourselves and take care. And
good night.
Good night.
Until Thursday.
Remember to tune in to all the other Sega Sonic Radio shows this week. And I'll give you a quick rundown of what those are now. Or, well, myself and Fastfeet will do that anyway. On Monday, we have Sonic Extra. That's a live show from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tuesday, just nothing. Wednesday, we're having